The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Paul Murphy and People Before Profit wants to give us 2 extra days off. Now, Paul, this is one of those things where it's mom and apple pie. Very few people are going to say, I wouldn't like an extra day off. Have you done the difficult bit, though, of working out what'll this cost us?
Well, you'll be surprised. I mean, IBEC lobbied strongly against the business union, effectively. They lobbied very strongly against the introduction of extra bank holidays when this was being considered post-COVID. We had proposed 3 additional days. We then had 9, and the government eventually did the 1 extra that we're getting on Monday. This is a very simple issue of work-life balance, of workers' rights. There's also an environmental aspect to this in terms of a significant reduction in emissions that comes with having a bank holiday. Irish workers work longer hours than our EU counterparts. We have less holidays and we have less public holidays. So we now have 10. The EU average is 12. There's a number of countries in the EU that have 13. There's some countries that have 14. In terms of costs, I mean, there's been a number of different studies internationally and they have slightly different results, but at worst, the negative impact on GDP is marginal. And the reason for that is because while some sectors of the economy are negatively impacted, there are others that are definitely positively impacted in terms of hospitality, retail, the impact of, you know, loads of people will be going away, staying in Ireland this weekend, going down the country or wherever, and spending more money than they otherwise would have done. So there is a significant negative impact.
It is interesting that it is IBEC who have campaigned against it, which does mean, I mean, they are the employer's lobby group. It does mean that the combined view of the Irish employer is opposite to what you're suggesting, that the most employers think, I mean, it's great if you run a pub or a small hotel, but if you're in any other sort of business, they're looking at this saying this is going to be a direct impact on our productivity.
Yes. I mean, unfortunately, IBEC are against everything that would shift the balance in any way in favour of workers and give workers a break. They're against the extension of sick leave. They're against an increase in the minimum wage. And yes, they will be against, and I've debated them previously on this issue, they will be against an extension of public holidays. But we have to get real. I mean, corporate profits in Ireland are at an all-time high. They have tripled over the past 10 years, while workers' income in real terms has remained stagnant. Profits in the retail and hospitality sector are at an all-time high. Profits per worker are at an all-time high and have tripled over the last few years just. So they cannot be allowed to hide behind, you know, the reality that there is churn in those businesses and there's some small businesses that are undoubtedly struggling and assistance should be given to those small businesses. But you cannot hide behind those to say, no, no, all this extra productivity that's going on, all the extra wealth that's being created, all of that is going to stay with us, stay with capital, stay as profit. Instead, workers deserve at least some of it. And, you know, one of the ways is obviously one way you get it is by getting wage increases, but actually increasing the number of days that people have off and increasing public holidays, which means that those days are off in a coordinated way, which significantly impacts like the well-being impact because your whole family's off together, your relatives are potentially off, or, you know, most people are off. Obviously, some people are getting paid double pay on those days. And it means, you know, you're able to enjoy them in a significant way.
So when do we hit diminishing returns? Because by this logic, you could come back every year and say, you know, I have another bill for another 2 and they're all equally beneficial. What's the right net number that we should have?
I'll be honest, for us, this is a step towards a 4-day week. So if we get to 12, then we basically will have 1 every month. Once every 4 weeks, we will have a 4-day week. But I think in our economy that is so hugely productive, actually, we should be moving towards a 4-day week. We can do that.
So I'm clear, that means in addition to what we now have, an additional 36 days off every year.
I think moving to a 4-day week rather than a 5-day week, yes. I mean, if you go
back... The cost,
back,
Paul. the cost?
Well, actually, there's lots of studies in terms of four-day weeks that suggest that the cost is not substantial because productivity goes up. There's a survey of businesses in Britain that did a four-day working week, and they saved £92 billion annually because workers were less ill, were less stressed, were happier, were more productive, they traveled less, they developed their skills. In Microsoft Japan, they did it, and productivity of workers increased by 40%. So it is a slightly different discussion. I mean, we wouldn't do a four-day week by way of 52 bank holidays. But it is a discussion I think that we need to be moving into. As an immediate measure, what we're suggesting is that there is no reason for Ireland, which has such huge corporate profits, such high GDP, there's no reason for us to be less than the EU average in terms of the number of public holidays that we have. And I would make the point in terms of carbon emissions, and that is also a big argument in terms of the four-day week. Again, there's a fair amount of studies on this, and they suggest that on the days that you have a bank holiday, carbon emissions go down by about 20%. So GDP is not impacted negatively to any significant degree. Workers' well-being and happiness goes up significantly, and carbon emissions goes down. And that should be a no-brainer for us.
It will be interesting to watch the government have to defend the position of not giving away more bank holidays when you bring forward the legislation. Paul, thank you very much. Paul Murphy, People Before Profit, TD for Dublin South West. Text say, I'm a small employer. I employ myself. I love my job. Wouldn't mind a few days off. But who's going to pay for it? If I don't work, I don't earn.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.